Well, an island paradise being eyed off by the Chinese, a terror plot, a bridge causing bitter division in a small community, that's the plot of a new novel that skates dangerously close to the truth. Bruni is set in Tasmania, and as big political shifts in the real world take place, it plays with ideas and events that may already be in progress. The bridge at the centre of the trouble between Bruni Island and mainland Tasmania doesn't yet exist, but it could. Author Heather Rose explained to me how the idea came to her through a trick of the light.
I was walking on my beach back in Tasmania and I looked down the River Derwent and it made it look as if there was an enormous bridge. So I thought to myself, why would there be a bridge? Why would there be a bridge? And what would happen if there was a bridge? And so as the novel started to unfold and it became a mystery and it became deep in research because it's so much, as you know, about the New World Order and there was so much to research, I realised that in order for the reader to keep reading it, it had to have pace. And so it has pace and it became something that is called a thriller. I never meant to write a thriller. It's literally how the story demanded to be told.
Let's have a look at where it is and the name of the book, which is Bruni. Bruni Island off the coast of Tasmania is a little piece of paradise off a larger piece of paradise, which Tasmania really is when you look at how crowded the world is becoming and all the political forces at play. And that's what drives the plot of the book. Can you kind of explain, without giving too much away, what goes on?
Yes. So we start the novel with a very large explosion. The bridge that's being built between Tinderbox and Bruni Island, that's for the first time linking mainland Tasmania with Bruni Island, which is previously only been serviced by vehicle ferries. This enormous bridge, it's a $2 billion bridge, a project of national and state significance, enormous amount of government investment and foreign investment, and it's blown up right at the start of the book. And from then on, we proceed through this story of a woman, Astrid, coming home after 30 years of being away, thinking that Tasmania was this pristine jewel that had been left out of all the trauma she's seen in the world as a conflict resolution specialist in all the dark parts of the world. And instead she finds that, in fact, the New World Order has come right to Tasmania's doorstep and she has to consider what is home, what would I do to protect it.
And when we talk about the kind of threats that are in your novel, well, they're obviously a threat we recognise very strongly in Australia at the moment, which is the power of China and the soft power of China. How close did you feel you could go to that without sounding like a conspiracy theorist?
Well, there's a great deal of data. So everything in the book is actually true, short of some exaggeration on tourism numbers to Bruni Island. I used absolute fact when it came to foreign investment, levels of foreign investment, the work of the Foreign Investment Review Board, and indeed all of the data about the current economic model, the current rise of the right, and all of the politics of the novel is quite accurate. And in fact, strangely, I gave some legislation because the book is set slightly ahead and slightly to the side of now, and I invented some legislation, but in fact some of that's been passed in the Senate in the interim.
So really quite scary imagining of the future that's kind of coming at us so quickly. It's almost not got here before your book is released.
Oh, it's been a shock, Annie, actually. It's been a real shock to see 2019 roll out when I finished writing the book in 2018 and to see so many things in the book start to come to the light.
And it's far more than just a drama. It's obviously a deeply felt belief on your part that the pure things like Tasmania need to be saved from whatever's happening out there. How close to that are you? Were you passionate about that before you started?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, Tasmania is my heartland. It's my wellspring and it's the wellspring of so many people. And, you know, we love our island. We love it with a kind of fierce passion that is unique to Tasmanians, I think. And my family has been there for seven generations now. We are all challenged in Tasmania by the visitor numbers. I mean, we've had enormous economic wealth come to us because of the Mona Gallery. We have over 1 million tourists a year. That's caused all sorts of great things, you know. We've built this incredible festival circuit, for example. All year round, there are marvellous things happening in Tasmania. It's incredibly beautiful, but so many people come for that beauty that it's now getting overrun in some of our favourite places. There are places we can't go anymore in the way that we used to be able to go. And so some of those ideas are very keenly observed by Astrid as she comes home again because she hasn't expected any of this. And so it, of course, as the author, there are going to be things that infiltrate that are you, but there are also perspectives from character that I don't expect. And, you know, there are many things that Astrid observes that I do not feel nearly so strongly about because, as you know, she's a very outspoken character.
Is it a message to Tasmanians? Is it a...
It's a love letter to Tasmania, this book. It definitely is. And, you know, someone said to me that it's like the shipping news. It's a really global story told through a very local lens. And I really liked that because it is a book about family and it's a book about home, but it's also a book about the it's a cautionary tale, as you said. It's a cautionary tale as well, that if we don't stay awake and if we don't watch out, ideologies are rising in foreign governments, but also in our own government, that could have very serious ramifications on the quality of life we have as Australians.
Award-winning author Heather Rose talking about her new book, Bruni, that's published by Allen & Unwin.